The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cathal Malone from Thomas Coughlin and Co Solicitors is back with me. If you were listening yesterday, Cathal was explaining exactly what rights and entitlements people are granted when they come here claiming asylum. Really emotive issue, and the loudest voices, I would suggest, online probably don't actually know what people are entitled to and what they aren't. So yesterday, like I say, it was people who claim asylum. They haven't been granted it yet. And Cathal talked about them being offered accommodation, if there's accommodation available, kind of the rights and entitlements of somebody with a medical card, a school place for kids, shy of 40 quid per week for an adult, shy of 30 quid per week for a child. If no accommodation is available, 75 quid per week extra to feed yourself. That's 3 square meals a day for an entire week and 75 quid. And you can work after a period of time, after 6 months. But once you earn more than 60 euro, you start to get less from the state. So that was essentially the situation, kind of very, very shortened version of it, up until a decision is made. Cathal, once the decision is made and somebody is granted asylum, what changes?
Well, Kieran, what changes is that, first of all, you're obviously no longer here on a very temporary basis. So you get what's called a Stamp 4 permission. Now, that's initially for a period of 3 years, but it can be extended. What that Stamp 4 allows you to do is it allows you to obviously live here, to study here, to work here, or this is a change from an asylum seeker, you can set up your own business. So even if you have been given permission to work while you're waiting for your decision to be made on your asylum application, you can only do it as an employee. You can't set up your own business. If you're granted international protection in Ireland, you get your papers, then you're finally in a position where you could set up a business if you wanted to. You will keep the medical card that you had when you were applying, because obviously you'll be below the means test for that. And you also then become eligible for social housing supports. Now, there's two ways that you can go about that. Number one is you can apply for social housing in the ordinary way. In other words, you go on what people would often call the housing list. You go on that in the same way as any Irish citizen would or European citizen would. So you're at the back of the list, so to speak.
And you're very much, I think that's a point worth emphasizing. Yeah. You're at the back of the list. You know, the idea, as I say online, that's often kind of spread anecdotal evidence of people being bumped to the top of the social housing list. Not true.
The only way that that could happen would be, as it would happen for any Irish or European person, would be, for example, you might have a situation where there's somebody in the family has a disability, for example, they're in a wheelchair, and there might be a house becomes available from the social housing stock, which is a bungalow or has been converted for somebody with a disability, for example, where you could have a situation where maybe in that situation, people who are in wheelchairs would go to the top of the list. But that's for anybody who's on the list. So in general, the length of time you're on the list is a huge factor in it. And it's just in very specific circumstances, you could jump up. But it wouldn't be because you had been an asylum seeker or you had refugee status. It would just be in the ordinary way. And if there was an Irish person in a wheelchair who was on the list ahead of you, they'd be much more likely to get it than you would.
Okay, so that's one of the ways then in which you go about seeking accommodation. What else?
The other option would be that you become eligible for HAP, so the housing assistance payment. This is where the government pays private landlords up to a certain maximum per individual area to accommodate you. The difficulty is, of course, a lot of landlords don't like to accept HAP, and obviously there are a very limited number of private places for rental available.
Okay, so that's the situation then in and around accommodation. As you say, work-wise, you can continue to work as an employee, but you can now set up your own business if you want to do that. You've got that right as somebody who's been granted asylum. What about people who are not working or out of work or lose their job, after having been granted asylum? Are they just granted the same social welfare entitlements the rest of us are?
Exactly. So you're entitled to job seekers, you'd be entitled to a disability payment, etc. So, but exactly the same rules and obligations that any Irish person would have. But you're regarded, if you've been granted protection in Ireland, as having the same rights and responsibilities as an Irish citizen in that sense.
See, this is an example now, because some of the texts coming in, some of them we can't read out. I mean, you know, they're essentially, you could just sum them up as send them all back. Asylum seekers get too much. My sister-in-law is working with three of them. They live for free off the state while she's paying €1,000 a month. It is so not fair. And I know we're kind of going back to yesterday, but the situation around accommodation, I mean, they are living for free essentially, but they're living in direct provision centres or IPAS centres around the country? Or if they're not, as we said, they're living, you know, in a tent or they're sourcing their own accommodation and they're getting 75 extra quid to pay for food. Is that it?
I mean, approximately 3,000 people, single males, are currently unaccommodated in Ireland, and they are, most of them, on the streets. Some of them may have found a friend they can stay with, couch surfing, etc. And as we know, unfortunately, people who were in that situation are not counted in the homeless figures in Ireland. But if you are accommodated, if you're lucky enough to be accommodated, then you're being accommodated in accommodation that, at best, is hostel-like. At worst, is a leaky caravan or indeed tented accommodation, as we saw up in Newtown McKennedy, for example, last year, where people were being put into army tents and told that that was their accommodation. Also, you do have emergency accommodation where you have an entire family maybe put into a twin room in a hotel, and, you know, with nowhere for children to do their homework. Obviously, they can't have friends over, etc. So from that point of view, it's not five-star accommodation people are getting.
And what about Ukrainians then as of today? Because again, I think lots of people maybe were aware of the benefits that they were entitled to when they came here first and that there has been changes, but what are they? Are they still a kind of a separate category, or are they treated like somebody else who has been granted refugee status now?
The Temporary Protection Directive has been extended now to March 2026, which means that these people are not given refugee status like other people. They're allowed to remain here on a temporary basis. Now, there is, in terms of what they get, it's still the €38.80 per adult or the €29.80 per child. It was higher, but it changed last year. There is a difference, though, in the sense that they do have access to employment as soon as they arrive, for example, so they don't have to wait. But that would be the biggest difference. But in terms of what they get while they're residing in state accommodation, it's exactly the same as an asylum seeker. And in terms of if they start working and they start earning money, then their payments are reduced in exactly the same way.
Cathal, thanks a million for talking us through all of that. Cathal Malone from Thomas Coughlin and Co Solicitors. One of our listeners says, is he really telling us asylum seekers are on the housing list for 10 years like the Irish? Yes, is the simple answer to that. I mean, that is what he's telling us. That is the situation. It might not be the situation that Twitter or TikTok are telling you, but it is the situation. Anyway, I suspect that no matter how many times we say it, people will disbelieve it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.